S&D announced back in July that it was looking to expand, but it didn't say where. Department of Commerce spokesman Tim Crowley says the company was studying South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, and West Virginia as potential spots for a new plant and maybe relocation of the company. Crowley says that set off a bidding war, which North Carolina won.
This is a significant get. We were able to create the 200 jobs over 5 years, but the other important thing is we were able to retain the more than 600 positions that the company already has in North Carolina.
The company agreed to add 200 jobs for a second brewing and packaging plant in Concord. The jobs pay an average salary of $36,000 a year. In return, Crowley says, S&D will receive more than $4 million from the state and $2 million from local government. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.